Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Need an escape? Drop into Pluto TV for a world of free TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
What's up, fam? Welcome back to another episode of The Good Life. We're glad to have you guys today. Today's episode of The Good Life is going to be super inspiring for you guys. We're going to catch you up on our crazy week here in Texas, the crazy storm that came through. But most of all, our conversation with Francesco Clark today will leave you feeling super inspired, fam. We hope that you guys are ready for another episode of The Good Life, hanging out with us. Thanks for joining us, fam. Stick around. It's about to get good. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Good Life. I'm here with my beautiful wife, Suzanne. Babe, how's it going?
Good. I'm actually recording a live video right now through IG as we speak. So,
Sazzy Mama decided to get a little funky, you guys, and do an IG live. So some of you are actually watching this right now, and then you're going to hear it on the episode, which is, it's weird. It's kind of like time traveling via video.
You know, I just had Teddy Graham crackers, Teeny's Teddy Graham crackers. They're those, what is it? What's that brand called? Annie's.
Annie's.
And you know, I had my wisdom teeth out last week, the top left, and there was just a little bit stuck in the hole right now, and I got it out with my tongue. Is that weird?
That's what's currently happening in Suzanne's life. She's got Teddy Graham stuck in her. First of all, like, you're really late in the game to get some of your wisdom teeth removed.
I know. Okay. So I had three of my wisdom teeth pulled like years ago. And then the top left one, it didn't really bother me. It hadn't like poked through, wasn't seeing any risks or anything in the x-ray. So the dentist was like, let's just hold off on it. So fast forward to like 3 years later, now it like was growing on like out. I could not get to it when I'd brush my teeth. Anyways, recently had dental work and he was like, since you're going to be numb, top left, let's just knock it out. How long was I at the dentist?
I think you were there for like 6 hours.
It was literally a 6 hour. He said in 45 years, I have never seen something like this. Like my roots were growing in crazy directions. I had three fillings. Long story short, that was the beginning of a week from icy hell.
Okay, listen.
Here in Austin, Texas. And it's just so crazy because, man, last week is such a blur. I cannot believe. I'm so happy it's a new week.
Oh, man. So this is how it started, y'all. I'm just going to let you know. Basically, some of our best friends came over for Valentine's Day, and we made this beautiful spread dinner. My friend and I made short ribs, you know, buttered mashed potatoes. It was just absolutely on point, y'all. And
so
then
good.
Mid-dinner, we look outside and it's just coming down. Okay, this is Texas, first of all. Texas, it doesn't quote-unquote come down. Like, there's no such thing as a snowstorm in Texas.
Well, it snowed a few weeks ago, remember?
That was the first time ever, and then it happened again. So it was like two times in 1 year, but this time they were saying it was going to last longer. So our friends were like, dude, I don't think we can drive home tonight because All the northern people, everybody who lives in the mountains, you guys need to understand, in Texas, we were not made for this.
I know.
We don't have the tires. We don't have like the snow plows and all that stuff.
The salt.
I was getting so many people, babe, when I did a story, I was like, dang, look at the snow. They're all like, oh, that's really cute. And I was like, you don't understand. I was like, Texas is actually in a state of emergency. I was like, we ain't ready.
I was about to go take that Morton salt that we have in our pantry and be like, on our driveway, just like sprinkle it.
No, baby.
Is it salt or sand that gets rid of the ice?
It's salt, but like you got to have more than like a salt shaker. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, we can fill up your Jeep. Anyways, it's over though. Last week this time, our heater, everything, electricity went out. And now
okay,
it's not even cold here. It's like 70 degrees.
It's 70 degrees. It's perfect. But I'll tell you what, those 5 days were intense. And we had a decent scenario because our friends were here with us. Some of our other friends, also their power went out and their water. And I was like, okay, come over here. So we had three families in here And once our friends came over, y'all, the next morning at 6 o'clock, there was this huge, like, boom, right, literally right outside of our house.
Teeny was screaming, like, terrified in her room. I mean, as a kid, wouldn't you be afraid if you heard a loud thud?
I know.
Poor Teeny.
She was screaming, y'all, and my neighbor sent me a video. It looked like a bomb went off because a tree fell on, like, the transformer right outside of our house, and it went boom. And so it was, like, sparking for, like, it was like a electrical fire for, like, an hour. So all of our power went out.
I didn't know. What?
Yeah.
It was a legit fire?
You didn't see the vid?
No.
Okay.
I just thought like a tree branch fell and somehow hit the cord of the whatever phone lines.
No, when I was walking on our street, there was loose power lines everywhere. So the fire department had to come and fix that so that no one got electrocuted to death. But it was treacherous. So it was just a week from hell, you guys. We had to leave our house. Then a boil water
notice
went into effect where you had to boil the water because it was contaminated. It's still in effect.
I've been brushing my teeth with sink water. I didn't know. But then I found out our area, it's been lifted.
Okay.
But I still don't know.
You just spent you just spent 15 hours at the dentist and you're brushing your teeth with booty water? Maybe that.
I actually am.
Maybe we should take you in for another visit.
You know what the side effects are, though? I was Googling it. And I should never get on Google. It said that it's as a precaution. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's radiation, hepatitis, toxic chemicals, which are some of the things and ingredients I read for why there was a boil notice in case. But I was brushing my teeth with sink water. I didn't even think about it. It's like naturally we're wired to just put the sink on, brush your teeth. And then midway through, I was like, oh, no. It's a boil water notice. Oh my gosh. Steve, am I going to die? Like, and you're like,
you might have nasty mouth, but you're not going to die. But this week was crazy, y'all. Our heart and prayers goes out to our fellow Texans, y'all. Texans are some tough people. Shout out to our Texans who are listening. We love you. We hope that you're safe. We hope that your power stayed on, that your water has come back. Y'all, if you want to get involved, there's plenty of people who are donating, giving back to Texans, y'all. But it wasn't all gloom and doom. There was a lot of people who stepped up.
You stepped up, babe.
We stepped up for our friends, but there were some people who opened.
No, you took your Jeep and you were cruising around the neighborhood, living your best life. You were low-key enjoying. And the first day before all the electricity went out, you were enjoying going out on your Jeep, which had no windows. So it was cold.
No. We have windows. I don't have a proper top on. So there's like, it's
you
open.
Were like, babe, you came out with your lake. What was it? When we went to like Colorado, your ski outfit.
I had my Lake Tahoe outfit on. I was ready.
You were like, babe, you watch the girls. I'm going to go make sure the neighborhood and the streets are okay. And I was like, okay, who died and made you the sergeant of the neighborhood? So
when you got a Jeep with four-wheel drive and some tires,
you were excited low-key the first day. And then it got real when our electricity went out and we were
I was driving out to explore some of the roads because we live in the hills, and on one of the hills these ladies got stuck and they told us that they were Air Force. They had to get back to Abilene, which is 4 hours away, that they had gone quote unquote AWOL and they'd be in serious trouble. Like they were like, we have to get back. We can't not get back. So my friend and I, luckily I had these ropes in the back of my Jeep. We tie it to their car and we're literally trying to pull their Jeep up the hill. And I couldn't get enough traction even on my Jeep to get them up the hill. So what was so cool is that like five other like dudes stopped and they were like, we're going to help you guys out. They got out of their cars and it was really tricky to like park and not get stuck. Right. So we had like five other guys, right. None of us have masks on. And because we're not thinking about, nobody has a mask. We're not thinking about that. We're all freezing.
Yeah.
And
everybody kind of forgot.
And we're just
about
working
that.
Together to get these people up the hill. And then the next person, and then like three other people got stuck and we all helped them out. So what was really cool is like for five
survival
minutes,
mode kicked in.
Yeah. But it felt like, we were more concerned about helping each other out. You know, like COVID what sucks about COVID is that we're so concerned about our safety, our personal safety, instead of the service of others. And so I felt like during that moment, it was really beautiful because we banded together and we just, you know, we're helping each other. It was like a really cool.
It's like for a brief moment, you kind of forgot about all that.
Forgot about it for a sec, you know? And then obviously we talked about that. We're like, oh my God.
COVID's still here. Just realized, yeah.
But,
well, it was definitely, I was seeing memes all over the internet and it was like, hashtag too soon, but there was like things saying like Texas experiencing snowvid and other memes.
It felt like that because we were in lockdown for a week, like couldn't leave your house. And I mean, it was real deal, but
we're here. And thank God there's now electricity in most of the region and running water. So
I wanted to read a story really quick for our good news of the week, y'all. That's not my normal. It's time for your good news of the week.
Yay! Can I do the applause thing?
No, no, no.
How do you do the applause sound effect?
Okay. That's the only one she knows.
I can hear it in my headphones.
Next time, I need to sit over there.
No, I like touching the applause sound effect. That's my thing. Okay.
Here we go, you guys. Obviously, with the natural disaster in Texas, this furniture store owner heroically offers his store as a shelter. Okay, you want to hear the story. Here it is. This is beautiful. Texas has seen more than its fair share of weather-related calamities when this winter storm Uri took out the power grid, leaving the state in shambles. One variant businessman stepped up to make sure his Houston neighbors would have a place to shelter from the cold. Over the course of a 72-hour period, Jim Mattress Mac, Mickingvale.
Wow, always never heard of that. Butcher things.
Jim,
I thought I butchered things.
Jim Mattress, his last name, Jim Mattress Mac Mickingvale, that's obviously his nickname, opened two of his gallery furniture locations as impromptu warming stations. According to the store's website, Mattress Mac and his crew provided 3,000 plus meals and overnight accommodations to more than 700 members of the Houston community. Shout out to Mattress Mac.
Shout out.
Shout
out to Sunday Riley too. Sunday Riley from Houston put up a post on IG and is sharing 10,000 meals to Meals in America after what happened in her hometown of Houston. You know Sunday Riley, the skincare brand that we know and love.
I forgot they were from Houston.
Yeah.
That's dope. There's a lot of Texans who have been stepping up, like Mattress Mac, which I love that nickname.
That's
if I need
really
to buy
awesome.
A mattress, I'm coming to see you, Mac, in Houston. My parents even offered their store as well. There's a lot of people who stepped up. Like I was saying, there was just this restoration of community, this sense of community. It was like 2020 was such a divided year. And 2021, people were like, oh, this year sucks too. But it's like, man.
There was this little silver lining.
Yeah,
there.
It was beautiful to see how like this disaster brought people closer together. We're still praying for the people who don't have water, y'all, don't have electricity. We have friends coming over to shower later because literally their water is still out.
So it's not completely gone, but it is looking up and it's sunnier. So
that's the good thing about Texas.
There's no more snow on the road.
The sun will be back. Trust that, because summer's around the corner. So thank God that week is over.
Amazing.
Y'all. All right, fam. You guys ready for your newest obsession? I'm going to drop it right here on The Good Life. Okay. So we all shop online, of course. We've all seen that promo code field that taunts us at checkout. And we're like, oh, I wish I had a promo code. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for promo codes is no longer a thing. It's a thing of the past. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. And Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, y'all. A lot of stores. Gaming products, fashion brands, food delivery, everything. So this is how it works. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites, and when you check out, the Honey button drops down, and all you have to do is click apply coupons. You wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site. If Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop. So what happened for me is that I was shopping on Nike, y'all, and I had to get some new sweatpants because, as you know, in Texas, it's been cold here lately. And I was like, dude, I thought I had sweats, but I don't have any sweats. So shopping for sweats, put my sweats in there. I see the Honey drop down, come down. I click on the button. It scans for coupons, you guys, and I save $5 immediately, that easily, off my sweatpants. $5, you say? I can go get me a foot long and get a latte or something for that $5. So thank you, Honey, for saving me. Honey has found its over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings, y'all. That's a lot of money right there. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings, y'all. It's literally free. It installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free. Join honey.com/Cezanne. That's joinhoney.com/Cezanne.
Amazing. Okay, what's coming up, babe, on today's show?
Oh, man. This interview is a treat. This guy left us just, honestly, our hearts warmed. Our eyes were full of tears as he's telling his story. It was a beautiful story, but we have Francesco Clark on the show today. And first of all, he's going to talk about his skincare, but he's going to talk about his story, the story that led him there to found and create Clark's Botanicals. Yeah. But it's an incredible story full of resilience. And Saz, I feel like you needed to hear this
interview. I did. I actually, we interviewed him prior, but I was having a rough week, you know, the whole wisdom tooth thing, but also in mom life and just feeling overwhelmed by it all. It was just a rough week. And I don't know, I felt like it was so God that, you know, he just so happened on our schedule to be the guest that we got to interview that week. And his story of resilience and determination, like, he is the epitome of that. And his story is incredible. And for those of you who don't know Francesco's story, just to kind of preface a little bit, when he was 24 years old, he dove into a pool, and it was the shallow end of the pool, and it left him paralyzed, neck down. And this story is really a story about resilience, but his story, and it's awesome that he shared it in the way that he did, because it really inspired me and helped lift up my spirits. And also, I know it's going to bless our Good Life fam, all of you listening today. So get ready. It's
without about further to get ado, good. Let's jump into that interview with Francesco Clark. Good Life fam, welcome Francesco Clark to the show. Well, oh, there we go. See, Saz, Francesco, Saz keeps touching the...
Okay, I'll stop touching it. There's a button that...
I love it. Her producer, she's not a producer, but I'm going to have to take her producer access away from the board. She keeps hitting that button.
There's one applause button, and I just like playing it every now and then. So that was a perfect moment.
But people were clapping in their cars, you know, or at home.
That's right.
Were clapping for you. Welcome
on the treadmill.
The
that's right. Okay.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, it's good to have you on the show. Where are you right now? Are you in
New York? So Westchester County, about 25 minutes north of Manhattan.
I miss the East Coast.
I miss New York. We're in Texas right now, and
it's raining.
It's raining.
Yeah, I mean, New York right now is that it's that in between, like, end of winter where it's kind of snowing a little bit every day, and you just want it to stop. So. Yeah. If you guys want to switch places, I'm happy to.
we honestly love New York. So many good memories there. But we're gonna get right into it. You have an amazing story, and we want to share your story with everybody. So inspirational. I think that there's few people in life that go through what you go through to not only carry on, but to do great things. You know, and so. We just want to go back to that morning when your life changed, everything just changed. You were a young man, and take us back and tell us what happened.
Sure. I was 24 years old, 2002. I was working my dream job at Harper's Bazaar. You know, I was working in the fashion department at this amazing magazine where I was an assistant, and I got to meet these luminaries that you just, like, dream about working with, like Donna Karan and Sting, and, you know, helped to style Hugh Jackman and Robert Downey Jr., and met Giselle, and got to go to all these different fashion shows, but more importantly, to see what it means to have a vision of something and then to bring it to life. And it gave me this kind of kick in the pants when I was in my early 20s to realize that when you have a clear vision of what you want to do and who you want to be, to really go after it, and using them as an example. So I was there for about a year. And after a year, I was promoted. And on Memorial Day weekend in 2002, I had a summer share house in Long Island. And it was a perfect, beautiful, sunny day. I had just had a going away party with my boss and coworkers in Central Park. And I got to the house, and I was there for a couple of hours, and there was, you know, it was the beginning of the summer. So I dove into the pool. As soon as I dove in, I realized that the metal ring ladder that's normally in the deep end, for some reason, was in the shallow end. And I dove into the shallow end of the pool. And as soon as that happened, my chin hit the bottom of the pool, had my head snapped back with such force that it shattered my C3, C4 vertebrae, which are about 2 inches above that little bump in the back of your neck. And then I was underwater with my arms splayed out to the side, completely paralyzed in the blink of an eye. And it was the weirdest kind of sensation, even for me to think about now, because obviously I had never felt paralysis, but it was one of those instinctive moments where you know exactly what happened. And at that point, fight or flight took over. And for me, fight took over. To preface this, I was completely alone. So there was nobody in the house. There was nobody at the pool. It was just me. And luckily, somebody walked into the house, lifted my head above the water, and I said, call 911. You just saved my life. They didn't believe anything was wrong with me because I didn't have a scratch anywhere. There was no, like, there was not a drop of blood. There was no bruise, nothing. I looked the same as I did 30 seconds before, but now I had just shattered my spine. And it was one of those just moments where you're hoping it was a dream that you wake up from. But at the same time, your brain is kicking into how do we take control of the situation and get better and get to safety. And so I was helicoptered over. It was my first helicopter ride of my life to SUNY Stony Brook in Long Island. And the surgeon told me I had less than a 19% chance of not only surviving that night, but the next 2 years of my life, because my left lung had collapsed by this point because I had been breathing in pool water from being in shock underwater. And my left vocal cord had become paralyzed too. And so my blood oxygen level was dropping really quickly. And they needed to do surgery on me to stabilize my spine. And when that happened, you know, they said, we need for you to give consent to your next of kin because you're not going to survive. And so they said, well, you need to call your parents who were on vacation in Florida at the time. And I said, I don't want to call my parents and tell them this. And the nurse said, okay, we're going to give you a minute. We're going to come back. It came back four times. And then the fourth time they said, if we don't call them now, you actually are going to die. So I got on the phone with my mother and my father and my sister. And my mother said, I know you're going to be okay because I can hear your voice. And we're taking the next flight up to New York and we're going to be by your side as you come out of surgery. And I just said, like, I feel like the biggest idiot in the world. I dove into a pool. I dove into a shallow end of a pool and I can't believe at the same time that I knew it was an accident, I couldn't believe that I had done that. So it felt like all of the blame was on me for them feeling the sense of trauma that I had been feeling. And I felt so guilty to make my parents feel that way. And then my sister got on the phone with me and she said, you know, the nurse and the doctor told me that you didn't want to call us because you were afraid of how we would feel. And she was like, you can't think like that. You can't be that. How dare you feel like that? You have to think about surviving. You can't think about how other people are going to react because we're just going to support you. And I go into surgery and I remember this green room awash with these like mint green tiles everywhere and this huge equipment kind of floating over your head as you're laying on this hospital bed. And it was very much like Grey's Anatomy kind of, it felt like it wasn't my life, but it felt like you were in a movie prop kind of thing or a movie studio. And I woke up from surgery 18 hours later and my parents were by my side speaking to the surgeon and the surgeon was speaking to my father, not realizing that my father is a medical doctor. And the surgeon said, he's never going to be able to breathe on his own or speak. Forget about like moving his arms or anything like that. And my dad turned to him and said, I hope you don't speak to all of your patients like this, because you can just say, I don't know. And then my mom turns to me and she said, sposta qualcosa, which in Italian means move something. And so I twitched my shoulder and she looked back at the surgeon and she was like, you don't know Francesco. And that was the first moment from when I dove into the pool and feeling totally alone to suddenly realizing that of course I was going to get better. And of course things would improve, because if I have such strong people as a support, like my parents and my sister and my brother, then how could I not get better? And how could things not get better? And it became much less lonely when you have this sense of family and when you have this sense of support. And then, you know, I was in the ICU and I was on life support. After that, I was on a ventilator and I had, it felt like a million different tubes attached to my body. I had a tube, a feeding tube going up my nose. I had blood oxygen meters on my meter on my thumb. And I had, it just, it felt like machines were just attached to me everywhere. And when the doctor and the nurses said, okay, we're going to try to take him off of life support, they had to talk to my parents because they said, it's probably not going to work if we take the breathing tube out. Well, we need your consent. And my mother said, okay, you know, we're gonna try and see. And when they took it out, I started breathing on my own. And then they started to notice that my blood oxygen levels were still low. So I had to do these really boring exercises that this occupational therapy therapist brought into the hospital room. And so I started to make it a little bit more fun. So I started singing karaoke ABBA songs in the ICU. And it was like, you know, you have to, I wanted to make it a little bit humorous, a little bit more doable than just like so, so dire, you know, like the ICU setting was very intense and I wanted to make it a little bit more fun. So my sister and my best friend brought in a Discman and my sister had, you know, the best of ABBA. And then I started singing so much that my blood oxygen levels went to normal. My lungs went back to normal levels. And the nurses started bringing in their own music because I was such a bad singer that they were just like, you have to be kidding.
You got to find something in your range.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and the Good Life listeners today get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/Cezanne. BetterHelp, you guys, is making professional counseling accessible, affordable, convenient. So anyone who struggles with life's challenges can get help anytime, anywhere. As we all know, 2020 was a hard year. 2021, y'all, woo, got your bags packed too. Lots going on, y'all. And you need somebody to talk to. And in my personal experience, anytime I've been struggling with anything internally, just literally talking about it, getting it out is the first step to helping. And so if you don't have someone to talk to, if you need to go into therapy, BetterHelp is here to help you guys. Now you might be asking, what is therapy exactly? It's whatever you want it to be. You get some tools to help with motivation, depression, anxiety. If you're battling temper, stress, dealing with insecurity in relationships or at work, whatever you need. It's time to stop being ashamed of normal human struggles, y'all, and start feeling better because you deserve to be happy. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to, you guys. Like I said, you're getting a discount today. Listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/Cezanne. That's BetterHelp, B-E-T-T-E-R-H-E-L-P.com/Cezanne.
That's so that's
so incredible. Bad. I wanted to ask you, first of all, your mom, like what she said on the phone. Like, I can hear your voice.
Incredible.
I mean, her strength, obviously, in that moment for you.
Wow.
I can't imagine as a mom or a dad. And then your family being there for you, you know.
Yeah.
Were you a resilient, like, were you like a really resilient person before this happened? Or do you feel like there was something that kicked in you in those moments where your mom was talking to you, you know, that you said, like, I'm going to not only survive, but I'm going to like break through these barriers that they just placed on me?
That's a great question. I get asked that pretty often. Even like friends would talk about this, because my best friends noticed that even after I had my spinal cord injury, I'm almost exactly the same as I was before. But I do have this bigger spectrum of appreciation. And, you know, I know that you guys are parents. I don't know if it's similar to your experience having kids, but you laugh at the same jokes as you did before. You might say the bad jokes that you did before, but you have a bigger appreciation for life in a way. And so when this happened, I've always been kind of this optimist, a little bit of a dreamer. And if I hadn't been optimistic and energetic and use creativity and imagination, then I would have been stuck in the reality of, I can't move anything. Instead, because I'm kind of more of a dreamer, I think of what can I do in 6 months or a year? What can I do to get better? And then you start thinking of like, well, what can I do today to chip away at part of that dream and really build upon it? So because I think in these like very kind of fantastic visions of like where I want to be, what I want to do, it actually helped me not dwell on I'm in the ICU, I'm on a ventilator, I was singing ABBA. You know, like that was the way that I made it work. It's like, how do I make this situation that could be very depressing a little bit more light?
When you, Francesco, went home from the doctor and the recovery process sort of, you know, began, and here you are now kind of on your own, you did go through a period where I'm sure you had dark days. Tell us about that season where you did, you know, have some depressing days. And at what point did you decide, like, this is not going to define my life and my future? And tell us about that light at the end of the tunnel moment for you, which ultimately launched something really incredible.
Absolutely. I had 3 years after my injury that I came to realize afterwards was a deep, dark depression, because I was dealing with this trauma for how my life had completely changed. I remember the day that I came home to my parents' house, the house that I grew up in. You know, I was 24 years old, and you're just starting to prove your independence and the fact that you can be an adult. And suddenly, I couldn't even reach for a glass of water. So pulling up to my house in an ambulance and seeing this huge ramp that was built in the front of the house, it felt like a slap across my face, where I felt like I had the word idiot on my forehead. And I was so ashamed. And when I came into the house, I just burst into tears. And my mom was just kind of like, why are you crying? And I'm like, I'm so sorry that I did this to you. To you guys, and look at the house, like look at what has to happen and change for you because of what happened to me. And there was a sense of huge sense of survivor's guilt, where I had gone through this huge trauma, but now they were dealing with it as well. And all I wanted to do was to make it better. And all that I could think of to do to make it better was to do 8 or 9 hours of physical therapy and occupational therapy every day. And I wouldn't really leave the house. And the only time that I would leave the house was to go to a rehab hospital to do even more physical therapy. But one day it completely changed. And I was getting ready to go into my van, and we had the radio on, and they had announced, I remember it was Barbara Walters, announced that Christopher Reeve had just passed away unexpectedly. And I pretty much almost fell out of my wheelchair because he was Superman, and he still is Superman. And he was my hero from when I was a little kid. And he was one of the biggest advocates for other people with spinal cord injuries, but also for people that, you know, wanted to have a voice and wanted to have a sense of kind of a sense of self and strength. And while I was doing physical therapy at the hospital and thinking about Superman just not being alive anymore, it made me realize that I needed to take more responsibility for my own life and for what happened. And in doing so, I had just been asked to be part of an advocacy group in Westchester County and then New York State. And the meeting was the next day. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go to this meeting. I'm going to be part of this group. But in order to do that, I need to leave the house. I need to talk to other people. And one of the things that I had really avoided doing for these 3 years was if I was in a room with a lot of windows, I would avoid my reflection because all I would notice was the wheelchair, and I would become very emotional, and I would start crying. And I mean, forget about looking in the mirror. But that day that Christopher Reeve passed, it made me really think about the sense of purpose that everybody can have for themselves. And I looked in the mirror, and what I saw was a completely different person. By this point, I felt strong, I felt happy, and I felt really confident. But I didn't look strong, I didn't look happy, and my skin looked 10 years older than I was. It was red, it was patchy and oily and gray in different areas. It felt like the perfect storm of anything and everything that could go wrong with your skin had gone wrong with my skin. And the reason for that is that my spinal cord injury is so high that my skin stopped reacting to temperature. So I don't sweat. If it could be 110 degrees outside and I just won't sweat. And when that happens, your skin loses its ability to rebalance itself. And I had tried the $3 creams, the $300 creams, prescription, over the counter, nothing worked. And so I turned to my father, who is a medical doctor and a homeopathic doctor. And I said, you have to help me. I'm going to this meeting tomorrow. I want to start meeting people, having conversations with people. I want to make friends with people outside of this house. I want to be part of the world again. And in order to do that, I want to kind of exude that inner confidence. And so my father and I, with my mother and my sister, started to look into different vitamins, botanical extracts, and the best of science that you could use on your skin. And I was just doing this for myself. You know, I was just doing this as an emotional and psychological exercise to really just feel good. And we started mixing it in the kitchen in Bronxville. Like,
wow.
That's amazing.
So fam, right now, actually, in our business, we're going through a big change. My sister, who's worked with us for a number of years, who's been such a tight-knit part of our community and our team here, she's actually moving on. we're sad, but we're happy at the same time. We want to see her pursue her dreams. But that means that we needed to hire somebody new. And thinking about that literally just stressed me out. So what we did is we got on Indeed.com, you guys, and we posted the job description, y'all, and immediately started getting good applicants. If you don't know what Indeed.com is, it's the hiring site that helps you find quality candidates. And with Indeed's instant match, Indeed searches through the millions of resumes in their database to help show you great candidates instantly. So you can do the part you really need faster, meeting and hiring great people. Y'all, we got this done so quickly. I mean, I thought this was going to take months. We got it done so much quicker with Indeed, you guys. And the nice thing is today we get to offer you a special code, you guys. If you want your quality shortlist fast, you need Indeed right now. Our listeners get a free $75 credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/Sazon. This is Indeed's best offer available anywhere, you guys. So it's for you only. Get a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/Sazon. Indeed.com/Sazon. Offer valid through March 31st. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, when you were talking about it, I just, it's incredible how you said you did it for yourself. You know, like it was just something in you that you felt passionate in that season to just go for it. And it was also a healing process for you. It seems on the inside and out, because I mean, your skin, I'm looking at it now, it looks incredible. And I've had the chance to try some of your products and incredible. I mean, tell us like about this line. You know, we're going to hook up our audience too with a code. Thank you for that. TGL20 is going to give them 20% off at clarksbotanicals.com. But I want to hear from you. You know, you have a wide array of products. What was like the first product that you brought to life? And tell us, you know, a little bit more about this line and how it is so special and unique.
Absolutely. Our smoothing marine cream, the Clarks Botanicals smoothing marine cream, is the first product that I formulated with my father. And the way that it came to be was we started looking at all these different extracts and tonics and elixirs that you could use in your skin to just make your skin, anybody's skin, look the best that it can look. So the basis of all of our products is this jasmine catalyst complex, which is proprietary to Clarks Botanicals. And it uses a unique combination of red algae, arnica, jasmine enzymes, and niacinamides. And in time releasing some of these ingredients, you're stimulating collagen production in your skin while minimizing redness. But the red algae that we're using is actually more effective than a traditional hyaluronic acid that you would use in other products. So you're plumping and giving long-lasting hydration, but you're actually making the skin act healthier from the inside out. So if you're using the products on Monday, but not on Tuesday, it's still working on your skin. And for me, that was particularly interesting. And it's what I wanted, because you just want something that's going to work. And you don't want something where when you wash your face, you look like you did 3 days ago. You want to look better every day from using a product, especially a skincare product, that is based in clinical technology. So we use a lot of clinical studies and really ground each product in science. But we started, I was just making it for me. And then my sister noticed my skin looked better. And then she started stealing some of the little jars that were on my desk. And then
she's like, hook the sister up, literally. Come on now, give me some.
So she hooked herself up. I had 12 vials on my desk. And I remember one day I got to my desk and there were 7. And then the next couple of days, there were 3. And it was because my mom started to notice that my sister's skin and my skin looked better. So then my mom started to steal some.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then my former boss, the editor-in-chief of Harper's Bazaar, Glenda Bailey, she wanted to meet up with me because she had heard that I was doing better and feeling better. And I couldn't afford an aide or anyone to drive me anywhere. So my sister, while she was in graduate school, she would drive me around to go wherever, meet friends or anything. And my sister and I were meeting with the editor-in-chief of Harper's Bazaar. And Glenda said to me, she's like, you know, you look the same as you did before and you speak the same as you did before. You're just sitting, but you always look like you're like about to get up kind of thing. And my sister took out one of the vials that she stole from my desk. And she said, well, he's not just sitting around doing nothing. He's making this with our father. I was mortified. And
oh my God. Like, no.
Because I wasn't there to pitch anything. And so Glenda opened this vial and she said, well, if you're using it, I'm going to use it. And she put it on her face. And after I came home, we get a call about 3 weeks later that they wanted to shoot it in the September issue. But then it became Clark's Botanicals and it became an actual product.
Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing. And what's so crazy, because I was going to ask this question before you were talking again about Harper's Bazaar, but what you said at the beginning of this interview really stuck with me about how you were around these amazing people. First of all, you mentioned Sting. I mean, I love Sting. I love that guy. It's like my dream to meet him one day. But anyways, but you're around these incredible people, right? And you said, it's amazing what happens when you just know who you are and you know the vision that you have, you know what I mean? And you kind of put it out there. And so my question to you was, you know, was it always your vision to have this skincare line, or was this something that kind of, you know, it seems like it just found you, right? But it was something that you knew
ignited
right
within you.
But it's something that you saw, like you begin to see it for yourself and how to create it, right? And how it can make a difference in your life, right? And then you put that into action and it all comes full circle, right? You end up right back with this editor-in-chief of Harper's Bazaar who then takes it to the next level.
Wow.
Yes. And it kind of, that feeds into, I remember the first year after having my injury and kind of being in the wheelchair in the hospital, that a lot of people would say everything happens for a reason, but you have to be careful when you say that sometimes, because the people that would say that to me would get to go home, go to a movie, hang out with their friends, but I would be stuck like in the hospital bed. And I remember that sometimes I would be sitting in the bed, was like, did I do something wrong? To like, what's the reason then? At the same time, when you think about how the business started and started to grow and flourish, what I came to realize is that we each have these windows of opportunity in our lives, and we can use those windows of opportunities to grow and take a risk and kind of bring ourselves to be kind of ahead of who we are maybe at the time, but really lean into it and push ourselves forward. Or we can choose not to and remain kind of the same. And when Clark's Botanicals came to be, it was another one of those moments where, you know, this person believed in me for some reason, and she wanted to put it in the magazine. And it was very much that same moment of when, a similar moment from when my parents were next to me in the hospital talking to the surgeon, where I felt like, of course I'm going to get better. Of course things are going to improve because I have this amazing person, set of people supporting me. The same kind of feeling happened later when Glenda said, we want to put it in the magazine. And it was kind of like, if she believes in me, then I have to make it work kind of thing. And one of the common themes that I've noticed is that, and I used to work in fashion, but it's very easy to fall into that assumption that because it's the fashion industry and the beauty industry, it can be very shallow. And if anything, it was completely the opposite of that. I have never experienced a group, a community of people that have been so supportive and receptive to me launching a skincare brand. And, you know, it was important for me that we also give back to medical research. So, you know, we give a portion of proceeds to the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation as well because of that. So it kind of feeds into my former life in fashion, my spinal cord injury, and my new life in the beauty industry.
It's time for some straight talk. Let's face it, tax returns could look a little different for a lot of people this year, but you're still going to get a lot of noise in your ear about how you should spend it. So when the big carriers start trying to get you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out and rock out with only the best deals. Spend it on what makes you happy. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199, so you can listen to your favorite music wherever you go. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk and text and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Come on, let's start the year with a high note. Tune out the nonsense and tune into Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
That's amazing. I was going to actually talk about this acronym here that kind of represents, which is HERO. Does that have to do with Christopher Reeves as well?
A little bit, yeah.
The H is holistic self-care.
Yeah.
Easy for every day. R is radically clean. And O is obsessed with results.
I love that.
We want, you know, we each have a narrative of our own lives, and we can control part of that narrative. And right now, as we're dealing with quarantine and working from home and parenting from home at the same time, it's almost like you have more time away from other people, but you have less time to yourself because you are expected to be accessible all the time now. I don't know if you guys feel that way, but...
For sure.
Yes.
Daz does as a new mom.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the moments that I felt that you really have to yourself as self-care are those moments right after you've taken a shower and you're kind of in the bathroom looking in the mirror, and you have those 5 to 10 minutes. For me, it's when I'm applying skincare, but it's that mirror moment that you have every day where you're thinking of, okay, this is what I want to get done today. And then maybe you're thinking of some exciting thing that you want to do in a week or 2 weeks or whatever. Or maybe there's something in the day during that day that you want to do. But you start to think of, you know, I think of kind of a superhero version that's getting it all done. And you start to dream about goals that you want to get done. And as I'm doing this, I'm like putting on moisturizer, something that's kind of innocuous and you do every day. But then you start to realize that amazing person that's getting everything done is not a different person, it's you. And so you think of kind of being a superhero version of yourself. And it kind of pumps you up to do that every day and to have these mirror moments. And sometimes those 5 to 10 minutes are all that we have, especially now. And so I really cherish them, and I really use them for self-care. And I want to make sure that, you know, when we think about that, Clark's Botanicals products make you look better every day because, you know, they're expensive. And so they need to deliver. And the reason why they're expensive is because we use a lot of active ingredients, and that we really use innovation in formulations to deliver results. So there's a reason for everything that we do. And our sustainable packaging is important to me too. But at the same time, it needs to look good because you want to keep it on the shelf in your bathroom. And so thinking about what it means to be radically clean isn't just about using ingredients that are non-toxic and natural. Radically clean for Clark's Botanicals means that you will have beautiful, luminous skin. And it just so happens that the formulations that we use the best of nature and the best of science.
Do you own or rent your own home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
You know, when you were talking, I was reminded, you know, being in the beauty industry myself, like from the influencer standpoint, you know, I've gotten to try hundreds. I say that, but really it feels like hundreds and hundreds of skincare brands and products. And you know, what really has stood out for me is, yes, the ingredients are so important, but every time I use a product, there's a story, you know, behind this line or the founder of the product. And I feel like with your product line, it's not only going to bless people's skin from the inside out, but it's almost a reminder, like you said, the importance of self-care, to love yourself where you are right now. And regardless of what that season looks like for me right now, that's 3 months postpartum. You know, I'm in the fog phase of motherhood. And it's like every time I see your product line now, you know, especially after this interview, and I use those products, yes, I know it's going to make me look good, but it's also a reminder that I can conquer the day, that I can get through adversity that may strike, whether it's in the form of spit up or, you know, me trying to balance mom life and work life. I mean, that to me is just such a powerful purpose that you have that is shining through this line and
giving you a little shine.
And it's given me shine. Because to be honest with you, like Stevie knows this, like this week for me has been, it's been very challenging. I'm somebody who's also kind of like determined, like I'm going to get through the day. I'm going to show up and be the best that I can be. But then you have those days and those weak spot moments where I'm just like, man, I feel like I'm dragging myself to just try to get through today. It's really challenging. How do I pick myself up when I'm down? And I just don't believe in coincidences. I know that you were meant to be on this show for a reason. And it really, if anything, I know it's blessed the listeners, but for me personally sitting here, you have just filled up my tank. You know, like I needed this really. And it's just amazing when people like you come into people's lives like me. Like, you know, I'm just a mom. I'm trying to navigate everything. And I'm so grateful by just having you here and sharing your story. I know you've probably shared it so many times and you've been so transparent and honest with people, but you are just, man, you are blessing so many people right now who need to hear this message. Maybe some listeners, yeah, like maybe they don't have the same trauma that you've gone through, but man, the chaotic times we're in, yeah. It's like, I sometimes feel like I just cannot move, right? Like, I mean that in the sense of like, I don't know what to do. Like, yeah. And I know a lot of our listeners have been sending a lot of questions too. And what is your advice to anyone right now who feels like they're in their own rut? Like they feel stuck. You know, they may not have had the same trauma that you've had, but they've created their own paralysis, I guess I should say, yeah, in their lives. Like, what is your advice to them? How do you get up when you really just do not want to go?
So I feel that way often. And by no means should anybody think that because they haven't had trauma that they should feel ashamed for feeling that way. And the mantra that I live by is just keep going. When you feel like things are overwhelming and you feel like you don't have any of the right answers, and you kind of feel like you're going to choke and make the wrong choice, and so you're like, maybe I shouldn't do anything. I think it's the opposite of that. You should just keep going. just keep working at it, keep going. You don't feel like getting up, you got to get up. Take a shower, do one little thing that forces you to get up and do something. And then you'll be surprised once you get up and take a shower, then you'll see, okay, maybe I'll sit down and I'll read a little bit of that book that I've been meaning to start. And then it becomes a set of like very little decisions and very minute, tiny changes that you do to your life to make it better. It's not these like, you don't have to win the lottery to make your life amazing and fantastic. It's very, very small changes I have noticed in my life that made a big change after just about like 6 months. The first little thing that I did, for example, is I put up a really big dry erase board in my garage, and I put the days of the week. And I write down what I do during the day. And in the beginning, it was just what I would do to work out. But then I started to add, I have this meeting, I'm going to go, and then I want to do this by Wednesday. Just like little things that I would jot down. And sometimes they're fun, sometimes it's work. But you start to notice that then you're like, oh, you know, I pedal a bike with my arms and my legs, for example, every day. I only used to do it for 10 minutes. Now I ride the bike for an hour. And then while I'm on the bike, I'm on calls with, like, for work, for example. But that sense of, like, structure came from a very little decision of just putting up a dry erase board.
Wow.
And like, another thing that I do now on the dry erase board is every week I pick an inspirational or funny quote that I put on top of the board. And that becomes like the theme of the week.
I love that.
And I really like that because you start to develop a healthy habit of, you don't even think about it. Like when it becomes a habit, a healthy habit, you don't think about it. You just do it. You're like, okay, I'm going for, I don't know, it could be like a walk around the block, and I do it every day at 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. So even when you don't feel like getting up, you're like, oh, but I'm going to go do my walk, because you do it every day. Mm-hmm. But then by the time you're done with the walk, you're like, well, now that I'm up, I might as well do something else. And yeah. So you start to build these other little, very small changes that become healthier. And I think right now it's what can make you feel emotionally and more psychologically healthy, because we're all feeling like we're in a cocoon. But at the same time, we also feel bombarded by the news and like these statistics that we're reading every day. And so sometimes it's about not reading the news for, you know, a couple of days and focusing on something else. But yeah, just keep going.
That's amazing. Thank you. That's really great advice.
Tax returns could look a little different this year. So when the big carriers start trying to get you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out and rock out with only the best deals. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less.
Francesco, your story is obviously not just Cezanne, but me as well. And it's made me also realize too, like, I really need to up my skincare game, because she's been making fun of me for the last few years. She's like, baby, you need to start taking care of your skin. So I am definitely going to try out Clark's Botanicals, but you also have a new product launch, the Jasmine Vital Oil, coming up in March as well. And so we're so excited today to offer everyone listening right now TGL20 at clarksbotanicals.com.
Wow, I feel like Oprah.
20% off. But thank you so much for offering that to our audience and sharing your story today. I mean, you just touched us, but every time, like Cezanne said, we're going to look at Clark's Botanicals. We're going to think about the deeper story behind it.
And before we let you get out of here, we always ask our guests, what is one thing that is good in your life right now? It can be anything.
One thing that's good in my life right now is my family, my growing family. And it's incredible to see how we have been able to weather the last year. You know, my mother's cooking certainly helps because she's
Yum.
But like the sense of support that we give to each other feels like, you know, we have our own like mini community in the house. And I'm really thankful for that.
Aww.
You know, everybody says family, and it's beautiful because it's always a reminder that's what matters most, right?
That's right.
And I have everything else going on, but family, man, it means everything.
You guys see this firsthand with your growing family.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we're reminded.
It sounds like you have an awesome family. I mean, we need to come over for some yummy Italian food.
Come over.
We had Italian last night at a restaurant, but it wasn't the same. So we need to come over some homemade Italian cooking from your mama.
We'll come to New York when it's
all over,
warms up, yep. You know, and then we'll try and escape, I guess, Texas when it's 105 degrees.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll have to link up over Italian food.
You're awesome, Francesco. Thank you for hanging out with us today on The Good Life. We hope you have an amazing rest of your week. Thanks for inspiring us.
What an honor. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Thank you.
Bye.
Do you own or rent your own home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. You know, the biggest thing that continues to stick with me after talking to Francesco, babe, was that it's a story of success. You know, he went through like really dark times and then, you know, it birthed something beautiful, which was his skincare line, right? Which was something he's found like immense purpose in. But what's beautiful about that is that he's like, I have those hard days all the time. So it's not a story of like, I've made it, even though it is a story of like, I've made it through the worst, but he still has days, you know, like he wakes up and it's hard to be motivated. Like, you know, and you were sharing that with him, like you were having a rough week. It's hard to be motivated. You feel like you hit a wall, you hit a lull. There's just so many people go through it at different levels, you know, whether you have a physical ailment like him, you know, or mental, and he continues to like pick himself up and see the best in life, you know, and keep going. Yeah. And it was just such a good reminder. It's like the best is yet to come if you believe that the best is yet to come. But if you accept defeat wherever you are, even if you're in his shoes, then you're defeated. But like, don't accept defeat. Keep going every day. Show up.
He said that he had this greater appreciation for his family and his life after something like this happened. And that was kind of his like kind of word of advice I got from all of that, was just to like really soak up the season of life you're in right now. It may not be the best season of your life, but there's so much in that season that you can just see the little golden nuggets of gratitude. And he is somebody who is walking that walk, and he's choosing gratitude each and every single day. And his skincare legit is so good.
So
y'all gotta use that discount TGL20.
So I stole some. I tried it.
It was good.
I love it.
Your mom's obsessed.
I want my skin to look like his. If you guys look him up, if you go to ClarksBotanicals.com, you can go to their about section. You can see his interview. I mean,
he's so down to earth. I can't wait to meet him in person one day.
I'm really hoping we can go hang out with him in New York, but I just have to say his skin is on point and we have a similar complexion. So I'm hoping if I can roll with the Clark's Botanicals, I can get my skin to look like that. And also too, don't forget about the code, fam.
TGL20.
They specifically wanted to hook it up for y'all. No strings
Nobody
attached.
Nobody else.
TGL20, 20% off. Go shop on their website, ClarksBotanicals.com. You know,
before we get out of here, babe, I just want to say, this is to me what makes the good life the good life. You know, when we have guests on like Francesco, who just opens up the door into his life.
Yeah.
the struggle that he's been through, the tragedy, but then is just so open to share like how he's made the best of his own life and his own circumstances. I mean, that to me is somebody who is living the good life. That to me is we are uncovering what it means to live a good life. I mean, he's doing it.
Yeah. And you, it's kind of weird. It's like when you get in a rut, you know, and you find yourself in maybe a dark place, or you can't really just overthink getting out of that rut. You just have to do, right? You just have to start moving. Cause like, I've just felt that too. It's like, I start questioning, you know, so many things about myself, or am I achieving the goals that I want to achieve? And you can't overthink it.
Yeah.
You just got to start moving and start pursuing the things that you love and the things that are right in front of you. And that's what he did. And it wound up, you know, and he wasn't saying like, I had this dream of like creating this crazy skincare line. It was out of necessity, right? It was something that was literally right in front of him, but it was something that he liked and something he was good at. And he started pursuing it. And now it's turned into this, right? There's so many of us out there who are ignoring that thing that's right in front of us, and it hurts us, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's like, start doing it.
It's really a call to action for all of us. You know, what are the things, or what is that thing that's holding us down in our life? What's that one thing that maybe has been paralyzing you? You know, I think it's important today to take those steps and realize that there's so much more in your life that you've yet to uncover, and that this is just the beginning. And I think Francesco is really a symbol of that, just that incredible inspiration that can come from just taking that first step. He's my new inspo.
He's awesome. We hope you guys enjoyed this interview with Francesco.
Thanks for checking it out.
You guys like hanging out with us. If you're in Texas, y'all, we're thinking of you. Stay safe. We love you guys.
Another episode of The Good Life coming back.
Can't wait to be back next week. Love you, babe. This is so fun. I'm so glad we get to do this every week.
I think next week we should share some really fun, exciting stuff that we've been working on, and kind of what we're thinking about working on and bringing them in on it. Who knows? If I remember, let me know.
Sounds good.
We love you guys. Have a great rest of your week.
Toodles.
Did you really just say toodles?
Yes, I did.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Need an escape? Drop into Pluto TV for a world of free TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.